Anchor, this is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now, blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. I don't even know how to do this anymore. Welcome, welcome. It's the 14th of January. It's been about 2 months since I first did the first episode for Vashko is Building My Website. I was supposed to release this second episode probably 2 weeks after the first one. I actually wrote down the draft for this piece around Web Summit, so probably like 7 to 9 December, something like that. I'm not even sure anymore. But I have this, I've had this draft for exactly what I'm going to say to you today for 2 months, and I didn't record anything. Here's what happened. You probably know what happened because I'm guessing you've been following me on other social media. But if you don't know, basically, I got a job. So I'm finally employed again. I'm now working for an esports agency. And I also started my Twitch channel. So now if you go over to twitch.tv/AnnaRLGuerra, that's where I'm live every single Tuesday and Saturday from 9:30 p.m. WET time or 1:30 p.m. PST time. So that's where I'm at pretty much now all the time. And the other thing, as you know from the last episode, is that I have a newsletter now, and I've honestly been very, very consistent with the newsletter every Sunday, content curated by me, and also during the week, notifications every time I publish new content. So for example, when I do post this episode, you should find a notification if you follow the newsletter. And while all of this happened during these 2 months, Vashko has also written 2 episodes of his own for, not episodes, but like 2 articles of his own for his Medium page. Actually not sure what the URL is, but Vashko will soon be on the podcast to talk to me and to all of you about the experience, about what how it was like to create the website. So he will have some time to share everything that he wants to share and annoy all of you with his links and his content. Actually, don't think Vashko would do that. He's very, very nice guy. Anyway, let's get down to the business. On the last episode, basically, you guys got a broad idea of how the website idea came together, how we started thinking about the website, and what were the plans for the future in terms of basically documenting the whole process. So my plan for this episode is basically go through some of the decisions that we had to make about the website, like main structural and back-end decisions, not the really small details that should come in the next episode or not at all. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, one of the first things that we had to decide, and that I think requires some explanation for some of you, because you might have not thought about this or might not be aware of what these concepts mean. Basically, we had to think about the domain name and web hosting. And I know there is a lot of confusion regarding each of these concepts, so I'll make sure to explain all of these to you. Basically, the domain name, it's as if it's the address of the website. So in this case, my domain name, or commonly known as URL, my URL for the website is annarlguerra.com. And that's the same handle that you're used to on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. That was something that I wanted. I want to be annarlguerra everywhere so that no one ever has trouble finding me if they think that they want to follow me everywhere. Creepy! So, domain name, it's like the address of the website. And then you have web hosting. So web hosting is basically the computer or server that stores your website and provides connectivity so that other people can access the files on the website. And those files are HTML files, images, videos. So all of that is stored in your web hosting server. So for domain name, basically we went with GoDaddy. That's where I bought the domain. It's very popular website, and I've had some other domains for other projects also coming from GoDaddy, and they actually had a really, really nice promotion during that time. So I paid like €3 or something for a year, which was really, really nice. And for web hosting, I'm thinking we're going to use Namecheap, but I haven't talked to Vasco in a while about that, so I'm not sure anymore, but at least that was the idea. To get like an overview, an even clearer example, imagine as if the domain name is the address of your house and the web hosting is the house itself. And then the house, obviously you have furniture, the flooring, devices, and that. Imagine if that's the HTML files, the images, the videos, the MP3 files, all of that that is stored within your house, or should I say within your web hosting. So I hope that was clear. You know, some companies sell both, so I think that's where the confusion sort of comes from. If you ask me, should I buy both from the website or not? You know, some people agree that yes, you should. Others disagree and think you should choose different providers, which is what I did. But I'll let you make your own, draw your own conclusions. You know, just search on Google and see what some people say and decide what you want to do for yourself. So web hosting, domain name, and then we thought, how are we going to build this website? For us, it was very, very clear straight out of the bat that it would be a content management system, so a CMS, because obviously, as I told you from the last episode, the idea for this website is that it becomes some sort of portfolio or entry page for people who follow my content. So it's mainly going to be updated with my podcast episodes, with my newsletters, not the newsletters, but there's a landing page for the newsletter. But what I mean is the Medium articles as well. So that's all new content, and it would make sense to use a content management system just because I'm gonna be the one uploading that content on and on. And as you know, my knowledge of coding and web development is not ridiculous, but definitely not good enough to be making my own website and not screwing things up once in a while. So the thing, what we decided to do was we were going to use WordPress, and basically some of the advantages that you have with WordPress is that it's SEO friendly, it comes with responsive web design, so everything that you build on WordPress, it's already optimized for mobile. It's easy to update content, just as I said, and you know, you have over 1,000 plugins for WordPress that can make you personalize your template the way you want to and integrate over 10,000 features probably, you know. And actually, contrary to common belief, WordPress, there's actually quite a few popular websites that were built on WordPress. So let me just give you a few examples. You have TechCrunch, MTV News, and Vogue India. And if you want to know more, just go over to Google. Our friend Google always knows more than us. But honestly, the reason why I decided, and me and Vasco decided, was because Vasco had used it before. He recommended it to me For me, I knew that obviously it was going to be really easy to add content, and also there's so much content written online, articles, video tutorials, all of that about WordPress, that I knew if later on I needed help with WordPress and Vasco couldn't help me, I would have all this content online that I could get help from, which is very important. And if you're starting your own thing by yourself, that might be something that you would want to consider, right? Next, inspiration. So to come up with the idea for the website, you know, I had some idea about the structure. I knew that I wanted a landing page for the newsletter, stuff for the blog, podcast, but it was really, really important to go through some personal websites of influencers, business people, content creators, and draw some ideas into my own website. So some of the people that I did check was, for example, Sarah Dici, which is, I'm a big, big, big fan of her. And as I've said before, I think you can definitely see some influence of Sarah Dici on my content and obviously also on my website, which you should see soon. So one of the things that I really liked on her website was that her social media bottom header basically only had her social media. It was very, very clean. It didn't have like follow or anything, just had the social media. And I kind of copied it and used it on my own website as well, because I think sometimes it can become really annoying, you know, follow me here, follow me there. You already know that that's what you want people to do. So just put your social media there. And if people are interested, they will search for that area and they will follow you there. And then another person that I did check was Gary Vaynerchuk, which I'm also a huge fan of. Gary's website is a lot more complex and complicated just because Gary does a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's also a mixture of VaynerMedia, his agency media company there. But one of the things that I really did like on his website is in his social media part, he kind of has an explanation of what you get out of each social media platform. So for example, Instagram, you get snippets of my content. Snapchat, where I talk to you freely. YouTube, my most developed and full content. I don't know. He kind of had an explanation of why you should follow each and what you would get out of each social media that he is on. So I decided to adapt that and put it on my homepage to kind of explain each of the projects that I'm working on. So for example, my newsletter, content curated by me for you, podcast where I speak to you as if we're in the right in the same room, Medium, carefully put out content, you know, that sort of thing. You will see later on what were my exact words. You know, I'm just doing this on the top of my head, but I use that as a way to explain, you know, each of my projects and how is it different and what is the strategy for each of those. And what kind of content do you get? How do I speak to you? How is it different? You know, that sort of thing. I also did check some other people. So for example, Matt DeVella, I think Tim Ferriss, and some other. I did mainly like I said, content creators and entrepreneurs. Because as you know, I'm always saying as you know now, it's a very, very terrible habit. There's a lot of content creators, mainly YouTubers, who don't believe in websites at all and don't have their own website. So that's why I had to draw a lot of my inspiration from entrepreneurs. And after seeing all of these websites, we kind of had an idea of what was crucial for sort of a website as someone like me would need. So here comes the sitemap. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages that we knew were important to include. So there's the About Me page, which is basically the home page. You have the podcast page, the blog page, newsletter page, and the contact page. So for the About Me, I knew that I wanted to include a little bio from me and then an overview, very small, brief overview of each project. So you get kind of a preview about the podcast, the blog, and the newsletter. But then in each of those sections, you get like a button where you can press more episodes, and then it redirects you to the page of the project itself. And then on the podcast page, you obviously have, you know, all my podcast episodes on the blog, the same, all of the Medium blog episodes, and then the newsletter page, which was obviously very, very important. And that's how this whole project started, was that it was crucial to have a place where people could understand what they would get out of the newsletter. They could get a preview of how it looks like without joining. And then they can actually also click the button and get a link that gets you right there into WhatsApp group, which is the WhatsApp group for my newsletter. So I'm really, really thinking that it's going to be very important for the newsletter success to have that landing page. And I'm excited to see how it looks. And then last but not least, obviously the contact page, which for me, I didn't want to just smash my contacts there, like follow me here, follow me there, follow me whatever. No, all of the social media is already on the bottom header, which can be seen on any of the pages from the website. That was what I wanted to do. I didn't, like I said with Sarah Dici, my idea was, you know, not to bother people with follow me. If people are looking for it, they will go there and they will do whatever it is that they want to explore in terms of my social media pages. And if not, that's fine. But with the contact page, like I said, I didn't want to smash all of those links into people. I wanted to give them clear call to actions on how they can contact me and why would they contact me. So in my mind, I wanted to come up with a little introduction text where I would explain in my experience what common scenarios do people come from when they do decide to get in touch with me. So it's generally because they're looking for some feedback on their project, or they saw that I had a podcast and are interested in starting their own podcast, or want to invite me to speak at a small university conference, that sort of thing. I knew I wanted to include a section like that, and then very, very clear call to actions where I want people to contact me. And that's my email, nrlguerra@gmail.com, and also my Twitter, which I love Twitter. And I think for me, that's the best place to receive DMs, just because I don't receive that many DMs on Twitter. So it's a good way to kind of separate, you know, business from, you know, my regular friendships, which for example on Instagram especially, sometimes it does get quite confusing because I have a lot of people who want to talk business on Instagram, and then I end up not answering them because someone else started speaking after that, and then I lost the notifications. So I would rather have people message me on Twitter, honestly. And then, and this might sound, you know, there's really not like a big explanation for this. I just wanted the contact page to look pretty and for people to get like an overview of who is this person that they're contacting. So I decided to include a live feed of my Instagram. So what will happen is on that page, posts from my Instagram will be inserted there automatically, the latest ones, which is really, really cool. What else? And to kind of end today's episode, the last decision had to do with font and color. So for font, I've been using Railway on all of my assets on my Twitch, on the stuff that I create for the podcast, everything. I've been using Railway. I really like it. And I think looks really nice with Caps Lock, for example. And Vasco liked it, so we just did it that one for the headers. I know Vasco worked on a few different ones for the body. I don't know which one is going to stay or not. We'll see. And then for the colors, I already had some brand colors that I was working on, but then for the website, you know, I've been experimenting also on Instagram stories with some colors, and I realized the combination that I wanted to do was going to be that sort of green yellow that you already have on my profile picture, and then a blue, a very, it's not dark blue, it's a clear, but also not baby blue, it's like that mid blue, I don't know how to explain. And then you have the pink that almost looks like red, which I'm always using and that you've seen a lot already. And then just black and white for more general stuff. And that's, and I know how it looks like the website now. You know, at the time when I had this draft of the things that I wanted to tell you for this episode, I didn't know what the website would look like, but now I know. And I would say that if you want to get a sneak peek, it's mostly black and white with some touches of color. So I would say it's very, very readable. And it's, although these colors are very flashy, the website is not flashy. But you will let me know what you think about it very, very soon. The reason why I chose these colors, obviously, because I've been using them on my own content already. And that was important for me, you know. I care a lot about branding and making sure that people associate me with sort of types of colors. And these colors for me, they're very bright, powerful, like they demand attention. And I feel like that's how my content is and that's how I am. So I feel like these colors represent me. That's why I chose them. And that's it. That's the second episode of the Vasco is Building Me a Website series. I hope you had more of an understanding of how this website will look like, what were some of the decisions that we had to make in terms of platforms, design, all of that. And very, very soon, probably still in January, you will be able to see the final version of this website. And I promised, we'll also have a podcast episode. I don't know if it will be the next one or the fourth one. We will have an episode with Vasco in which he will come to discuss, you know, how our working relationship went, what were some of his struggles, what did he like, what didn't he like. And yeah, just talk about the project and maybe you guys can ask some questions also. I will drop it here right now. If you have some questions for Vasco, DM me and tell me what they are. And next episode, we will make sure to answer them. And also, here's a new one for you, which I haven't said yet, is that I plan on doing a website reveal on my Twitch channel. So when the website is finished, I don't know if it will be when it's live or before, I plan on doing a Twitch live stream in which we analyze every single thing about the website so I can get like a real reaction from you about how the website is and looks and how it works and everything. Until then, until the next episode, you know, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at AnnaRLGuerra. Also, sign up to the newsletter, which you can, I don't know how you can anymore. I removed the link. You know, this is why I need the website, is that on social media, I can only put one link. And right now, it's the link for my Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/AnnaRLGuerra. I'm live every Tuesday and Saturday. And that's already too much content for you to follow. So make up your mind, follow whatever it is that you want to follow, and I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye!